I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
Whoa.
And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option, and you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, WHO Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/WHO. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/WHO today.
You will drain it.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And, well, I was going to say Bibi Rexha wants you to try taco-scented nail polish, but the actual breaking news is that Rooney Mara and, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix are expecting a
what's
child?
What's his name?
Rooney came first. What can I say? Rooney came first.
I mean, if this isn't very, I just immediately think of the picture of her smoking and on the cross. Like, I just think of, like, the baby's going to be the next coming, you know?
Well, I was like, oh, right, they're going to have, the baby's going to be Jesus. But then I realized, oh, wait, he was Jesus in the movie. So who's, what is Jesus's baby? Jesus doesn't have a baby.
Sure.
So what is, well, what do you call Jesus's baby?
Well, no one saw the movie. So we need a new Jesus. We need a new movie and a new Jesus. That's the second coming. The baby is coming to save the film industry or something like that. I was thinking about, like, jokey, silly names for this baby. But I think actually because Joaquin's name was Leaf and he changed his name to Joaquin, he's probably sensitive to silly names. So I don't necessarily think this baby
his
will get a
name
that's
River.
Like,
the whole family had weird names.
Right. So I'm not sure that Joaquin, who changed his own name from Leaf, is going to name his baby Leaf, you know, like, or Leaf adjacent. But who knows? Maybe he loves leaves. He's vegan. So maybe he will name his baby Leaf Jr.
Do you think it will be a Mara or a Phoenix or a hyphenate or a new name altogether?
Wow, that's a great question. Maybe
Marinix,
it'll be a,
you know,
maybe it'll be a Mara Phoenix, like Mara middle name, Mara Phoenix, which is pretty, actually.
Yeah, Mara Phoenix is actually really nice now that I'm saying it. Mara Phoenix. Like Greg Mara Phoenix.
Greg. Oh, you, Greg?
Wait, Mara Phoenix as a name is good.
It's beautiful, yeah. Greg Mara Phoenix is pretty nice.
Rooney. I love you.
That was Joaquin Phoenix getting pretty emotional while speaking about his girlfriend Rooney Mara while accepting the Golden Globe for Best Actor for Joker.
The actual breaking news is that Bibi Rexha wants you to try her taco scented nail polish. She did promo for a
I've never seen anything more
colors.
Disgusting.
Sinful Colors, I love it. Sinful Colors, a new salty and sweet collection, which was an exclusive Walmart collection of nail polish. I tried to
You love this because you don't wear
a
nail
pack
polish.
For Lindsay, I know. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, I get nail polish now. I understand.
You're like, I didn't get nail polish before because it didn't stink. And so what I've always really wondered is, why would you paint your nails if it didn't smell when they went to your face?
Oh, now my nails can smell like ground beef and MSG. I love it.
This is fully disgusting because, like, I'm normally down for garbage, you know, but, like, the idea that your fingers would smell, you know, when you cut garlic and your fingers smell, and it's, like, fully disgusting for, like, a long time after. I know you can get rid of it, but it's difficult. It kind of sticks to your fingers or shallots or that makes me fully want to throw up, that sensation. So I can't even imagine having fingers that permanently smell like these scents. Even any scent, you know, like tacos, donuts, pizza, cheese puffs, cookies and cream.
Smell my finger is a triggering phrase. It's a triggering phrase just to begin with. Yes. But here we have like smell my finger, but it's Bebe Rexha saying smell my finger. And it's like, is she going to smell like chocolate cake, cookies and cream, donuts, pizza, cheese puffs, or tacos? Those are your options.
The other thing about these colors is that you can't see them because it's a podcast.
I find them beautiful. Am I wrong? See,
Yes, you're so wrong. You are like, you could not be more wrong.
Actually stunning. The taco one, I think, is...
No, you don't.
A beautiful piece of abstract art.
You don't. You're, like, trolling me. Like, there's no way that you find the pizza color, which is literally looks like... So, if you were to paint pizzas on your fingernails, it would be really cute. You'd paint, like, little slices of pizza or, like, little round pizzas because that connotates pizza. But what this is, and I wish I could explain to you, it looks like I ate pizza and then threw it up on these fingernails because it's just like a smattering of pizza adjacent colors. It doesn't really look like pizza. It just looks like throw up.
Yeah. And they're like, it's essentially just glitter that they bought at Ricky's. And then they mixed it with
pizza flavored glitter. Yeah, pizza flavored glitter with like dots of oregano or like whatever those dots are supposed to be.
It's yellow dots, red dots, and then black dots. So I guess that's pepper or oregano, yeah. And then the taco one is not dots. Those are all circles. Pizza's all circles. The taco ones, it's like different. It's like, you know, hexagonal orange, oval greens. It's sort of like tacos don't really look like that. They look like Dorito.
Is like kind of like gray. Like the nail color is kind of gray.
Yeah, it's a really dull orange.
Right.
It's a dull orange.
What's the black color? Oh,
I think it's chocolate cake.
Disgusting. Fully disgusting.
and it's a textured matte color. All of them are glossy except the
Bobby
chocolate
is
cake,
all
which
of a sudden like
matte.
He's opening a nail salon in the worst time to open a nail salon, but it's just these colors.
It's a textured matte. And both this and it's solid black. And the other one is like neon orange and it's supposed to be cheese puff, like a Cheeto. But both of them are very textured. So it looks like you could light a match on them.
To be fair, the funniest part about these nail polishes is there's a sticker on top that says sinfully scented, avoid mouth contact. Because it's like, do not eat this. Do not eat your nail polish. Do not. They
like,
always have to add do not eat
so
this.
So good. And we know Bebe Rexha, she's all about the crunch crunch.
Flavor and music in perfect harmony. With each one of these Lace flavors, you can get an exclusive remix of a custom song from yours truly.
She loves Crunch Crunch. Once again, Bebe Rexha gets a spawn that's Crunch Crunch. It's kind of crazy, but don't Crunch Crunch these.
This one is... No, Lay's was Crunch Crunch. This is don't Crunch Crunch.
No Crunch Crunch.
No Crunch, no Crunch, no Crunch. Sniff, sniff.
Others on Reddit said they got nauseous while painting on the taco scented polish, while one person suggested trying a margarita theme accent nail to match. Like, truly, the taco and the pizza ones are truly disgusting because the flavoring that you need to make those flavors is like beyond me. You know, cheese also is a little bit, come on, ew. I get sweet, but I don't really get savory. I can't believe they sold out. We can't even get any.
I know. I wanted to send you some. Wouldn't that be good if you would open your... Yeah. Which one would you put on first? Like, if I had sent them to you and you felt like...
Oh, definitely pizza. Sort of because I would have been like, okay. I need to smell this disgusting pizza. I would have done one on every nail, a different one on every nail. And then I would have had a whole
See,
hand
that's
of disgusting...
Fun. You're proving my point. These are good nail polishes.
They're so ugly. I cannot speak to you how ugly they are. It'd be one thing if it was just red and smelled like pizza, but they are going above and beyond where they need to be going with this.
Then I don't know why you're talking down to Bebe Rexha for going above and beyond. Ugh, Jesus.
Quarantine's, you know, been, you know, up and down, but, you know, there's tough days and then there's fun days that I get to spend with my brother and my dog. Flo, come on, let's see you. Get over here. This is my quarantine buddy.
Hey, guys.
He's been helping me clean and do the laundry and wash the floors and...
Try to eat healthy and go running every day.
That's not true.
Do we want to talk about... Okay, so I was sending Lindsay some banana links yesterday and she was like, we need to give this a segment. We need to give it a segment. There's so much banana news all the time. I was like, way ahead of you, honey. I already came up with a segment name. Do we like the name of this segment that I had already written down in the doc, which is Banana Bonanza?
Yes, I like good? It. We like it. We like it.
Because you didn't respond to it.
Oh, I mean, I like it.
Banana Bonanza, and then you were like it. Beep, 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 beep.
I probably was just talking about something else. Yeah, I know. I love it.
Banana Bonanza is...
They don't stop.
Maybe we'll only do this once. Recap of Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas gossip headlines. They did a lot this week, more than usual, which is saying something.
Well, usually all they do is go outside and get their photo taken, but sometimes they do a little bit more than get their photo taken.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little bit more, not much more. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas make out for a video of people making out worldwide, which
That's
is
falling over itself.
Puerto Rican rapper named Residente. And he released a new music video, and the concept of the music video is 113 people from around the world making out because the English translation is Before the World Ends. So it's like make out with the person you love before the world ends.
I only recognize one Before the World Ends, and that is the Britney Spears. Until the world
other
ends.
Famous people in it, right? Actress Zoe Saldana and husband Marco Perego, Bad Bunny and his girlfriend Gabriella Berlingeri,
who shot his new Rolling Stone cover. Did you see that was pretty cool?
Yes, I did. So good. Yeah. Lionel Messi and his wife Antonella Roccuzzo and some other star-studded
that's
couples.
A soccer player. And Ricky Martin and his husband.
Oh, okay, I forgot about them.
Like it took him 3 months of dating a Cuban woman to appear in like a very famous Puerto Rican rapper music video.
Yeah, I would just like a Cuban hooligan to call in and be like, "What do we think of Ben Affleck?" Like,
but I like that before he had tried so hard and maybe it didn't stick as much, but now it's full force because he's like, "Here's my key to like entering this world. Like, here I am agreeing to do like everything I can.
I'm dating Ana. I'm wearing Spanish shirts. I'm in a music video for a Puerto Rican rapper.
Exactly, but still drinking Dunkin' Donuts. So he's maintaining his culture as well. Don't worry."
He's keeping one foot in his own culture, which is, I mean, like his
which
culture
is drinking Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, which is drinking Dunkin' Donuts and wearing tracksuits. So
smoking
good for
six.
Him. No, I mean, it's just the whole idea of like embracing your partner's everything is just so like early relationship. Like it.
Yes,
that,
yes, yes.
These sorts of things where he's like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this.
Right.
Are so like they almost disprove the theories that they're about to get married, because there are a lot of theories that like, oh, they might already be engaged.
They're just, not.
It proves that it's new. It proves that he's trying too hard.
It could prove our theory that like he is more invested than she is in a very kind of like sweetie way, but also makes me a little bit like, ugh, you know, very.
He's being sweet.
I think when Ben Affleck like gets into someone, he really gets into them. Yeah. This is like proof of that. Like when he took the Playboy model to his favorite Jack in Box drive-thru, remember? That was like a huge thing for her and him.
Yeah. And I do think the Spanish thing is like kind of a bigger, because I was sort of joking about it last week where I was like, I wonder if he speaks Spanish to her much. Like, oh, he gets to practice this language that he doesn't get to use outside of like interviews and stuff. But now I bet they really do speak Spanish a lot because of him. He's like, no, babe, like, I want to.
Babe,
I want to get better at it. I want to be fluent with you, babe. I want to be fluent with you, babe.
I think he's pretty good at it. I think he's pretty fluent.
Primero que nada, ¿cuál es tu palabra preferida en español?
Sacapuntas.
Sacapuntas.
Creo que sí. Porque no es como lo... It's not what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dirty word, but it means pencil sharpener.
Exactly.
The rest of them are all palabras malas que no puedo decir, hablar en televisión, lo siento.
Yeah.
Pero es una lengua muy linda y muy bonita. y viví en México por un año cuando tuve 13 años y también tengo muchos amigos latinos tengo oportunidades a practicar mi español. Es la alegría de mi vida.
What else? What else did they do?
Ben Affleck went over the top. I love this. Ben Affleck went, quote, over the top for Ana de Armas' safe and memorable birthday getaway. The moment you say that you go somewhere, I saw a really funny tweet this morning that was like, people not social distancing. Caption, yes, we were social distancing.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's like,
I saw
but
that.
But like the moment you say you like travel is such a triggering word, or like getaway is such a triggering word right now. But it's like, no, it was safe. It was safe. It was safe. It was safe. It was
but
safe.
But also what's funny about this is that this wording comes directly from his team. Like there's just no way that this doesn't come directly from either of their teams, but probably his team. Like this is like a press release. Ben went over the top to make her happy and make her birthday with him extremely special. And Anna feels like the luckiest girl to be with him. To get away from the hustle and bustle of Los Angeles, the couple took a trip to Joshua Tree National Park. So they went to Joshua Tree.
He worked hard to make it both safe and memorable.
Okay.
Ben Affleck, this is just Jared. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas look so happy together in these new photos. And the new photos, they're wearing face covering masks. Not even right, those so baby masks, like full face covering masks.
So you really can only see their eyes. They're both smizing at least.
God, Tyra's time is now to teach everyone about smizing.
Except Model Land is like not opening, so it's like depressing. And she's getting reamed out for America's Next Model behind the scenes antics. Like it is not Tyra's time.
Well, yeah, Jay Manuel is like going crazy.
I know. The other funny thing, maybe the last funny thing, you did mention it briefly, was we haven't really brought up Gossip Cop in a while. He kind of fell off our radar, but I missed his incredibly unique and annoying tone. He wrote an article, Ben Affleck proposed to Ana de Armas with a $200,000 promise ring ? Which is like, is it true? And of course, it's never been true. It's always been false. And then you get 1,000 words on why it is false. And here's my favorite denial. I don't believe that they're engaged, but it's just funny to me.
Either.
This denial is like so overwrought that it almost reads true. Second, let's talk about the ring, shall we? The ring that Armas has been photographed wearing nearly every day she steps outside with Affleck, which is quite often these days. It's a pretty noticeable distinctive ring, a dark red ruby encircled by diamonds, which is why Gossip Cop easily found a photo of de Armas wearing it back in February. Those of you keeping track at home will know it's about 3 weeks before they were first spotted on vacation in Havana together. How are we supposed to believe that Affleck proposed to her that early in their relationship? And she said yes, and that no one found out about it until now. It's like, wow.
It's like, calm down,
no,
Gossip Cop.
Is
no,
sleuthing.
Calm down.
Sleuth. A sleuth. You know how I feel about prompt Twitter, but there was
prompt Twitter.
But there was a prompt Twitter that was somewhat engaging for me, which was, we should share our most mundane celebrity encounters, tweeted by Maven of Honor this week. And some people were tweeting stuff that was just not mundane, which is what I found really funny. They would just tweet something about a celebrity. And I was like, that's not mundane. That's like very exciting. Mm-hmm. But there was one with Ben Affleck. So somebody met Ben Affleck in a cat cafe and said he was very nice. But this made me want to share this one, which is not about Ben Affleck, but now I get to share it, which is Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes stopped me on the street for directions in Greenwich Village. They want to know where, quote, the most romantic place in NYC was. Oh my God, that is good, right?
Do you remember the video of that reporter for, I think, AOL interviewing Vivica A. Fox about Stacey Dash?
No, I don't remember that.
And Vivica A. Fox is like suddenly just talking shit about Stacey Dash, but sort of in a polite way, just like a very reserved, like I'm gonna hold back way from like 2013. And the reporter's mouth like opens up and he just can't speak, and it keeps cutting back to him and his eyes are wide and he's like, oh my God, and he's just delighting in it, speechless. That would be my reaction. Like if Camilla and Sean said, where is the most romantic place in NYC, I would just stare at them for minutes and minutes and minutes. I wouldn't even know what to say. I truly don't know what to say. What would you say? Be like, the High Line? I don't know.
I would just be like, what? And then I would take out one earbud and I'd be like, what? And then I would be like, I would say, sorry. Just keep walking.
Sorry, I can't. I have a thing. It's the equivalent. You're right. It's the equivalent of, do you live in NYC? Do you have a Con Edison account? Like, they may as well be asking, they may as well be Green Mountain Energy.
What is the most romantic place in NYC?
I really don't know. I'm going onto Google Maps right now and I'm typing most romantic place in NYC just to see what it says.
I just searched it too. Timeout.com's 14 most romantic spots in NYC published just this year. Okay.
Okay.
Here is
Empire State Building.
Top of the Empire State Building is the most romantic place in NYC because of
Sleeps in Seattle.
Yeah.
Fine.
These other ones are not romantic. Like Fort Greene brownstones are not romantic. Like, no.
No.
Oh, you know where the other most beautiful, most romantic, speaking of top of the Empire State Building, the Riverside Park, where, and You've Got Mail. Okay, so we found.
Where did Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks fall in love?
Right. So, okay, now we know where to tell Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes to go to take their real photos of them kissing at the most romantic spot in the West.
The top of the Empire State Building. That seems very obvious and easy.
Yeah, we should have gotten it before this. Okay.
But.
Let's move on, though. So this is new, but very alarming, this next issue. This next news issue. Wait, I got to open these two tweets because they're a little bit updatey from Pop Crave that have to do with this story. So here's the thing.
Oh, no.
While Ashley Benson has been spotted with what's his name? These two, G-Eazy with Gerald. Now, Megan Fox has been spotted with Machine Gun Kelly, who we literally just talked about for the first time, and now he's coming up again. These guys, I have name blindness for them. I know the names don't sound alike, but I confuse G-Eazy and Machine Gun Kelly. Like, it's no one's business. These guys are the same guy for me. And clearly they're doing the same shit, which is really interesting. Like, scooping up recently single women to hang out with. Apparently, though, they were spotted together in his car. But then Pop Crave, shout out Pop Crave for reporting. This is interesting to me, at least. So they've been cast in a movie together, which was filming in March, right before the lockdown. So that might be, that's definitely how they met. And that might be why they're hanging out. I mean, clearly it's like, why are they hanging out outside of the movie is a question. Mm-hmm. But that at least kind of reveals how they met. The movie is called Midnight in the Switchgrass. I'm going to look that up right now. And then the other.
Midnight in the Switchgrass?
Yeah, Midnight in the Switchgrass. It is a crime thriller directed by Randall Emmett. Oh my God, you mean Lala from Vanderpump Rules? Husband, way back.
Oh, Randall Emmett.
Randall Emmett, Fofty is directing a movie starring Megan Fox, Lucas Haas, Bruce Willis, Emile Hirsch, Sistine Stallone, and Machine Gun Kelly, aka Coulson Baker. This movie is going to be a fucking shit show.
Sounds like it.
Wow, directed by Randall is directing? All right, sweetie, best of luck to you.
He needs to pay Fofty back. Fofty. He needs a job.
That's actually a pretty impressive lineup of people, although this kind of feels like a movie that's like straight to VOD.
It will be terrible, yeah.
Right. Okay. it will be terrible, yeah. The other thing is the second Pop Crave tweet that supports this kind of weirdness is that Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox's longtime on and off boyfriend, husband. Did they ever get married? I don't even think they got married.
I don't think they ever got married, no.
But they have kids. He shared a cryptic, as they said, Instagram. Do you know his Instagram name is Aren't You That Guy with underscores in between every word? And it said, it's a picture of a butterfly. Beautiful. And it said, eventually butterflies get bored sitting on a flower for too long. They start to feel smothered. It's a great big world and they want to experience it. Liked by Tori Spelling. So
also they did get married. They got married in 2010. Sorry,
oh, they did. Okay. I'm sorry. So either he cheated. That might be like something that he's speaking about himself, or he's speaking about his wife.
Yeah. Is he the butterfly?
Is he the butterfly or is he the flower?
It's unclear, but it sort of sounds like he fucked up.
Yeah, so now she's in the arms of Coulson thanks to Randall Emmett, who is Lala from Vanderpump Rules' husband / producer who worked on Gaudy and The Irishman. So shout out to him. Okay.
He's got an aesthetic.
What I thought was interesting that I learned from the podcast is you were a fan of Vanderpump Rules before you were part of the world of Vanderpump Rules.
Dreams come true.
This is going south.
How weird is it to kind of live in this world now?
Here's the truth.
a lot of my peers in the movie business, Emma, Martin Scorsese's partner, and I were like, we were all love this show. Season 1 through 4, I mean, it was the biggest show ever, and it was the greatest. I mean, who didn't love this show?
Okay, what's next? This.
Oh, this is...
Do we want to talk about this?
This is you all the way.
So I was just looking at, I was on the Daily Mail and I saw this headline. Is Megan Blake Irwin engaged? Model 25 hints her Riverdale star boyfriend, Skeet Ulrich, 50, has proposed as she debuts a diamond ring and declares he's, quote, mine forever. And I was like, hold on. Hold on. Who is Megan Blake Irwin? Why does that name sound familiar? We'll get to it in a second. And I'm sorry, Skeet Ulrich, who is a 90s them.
A millennial them. Like a certain age of millennial them. I mean, Scream, important, but also was like a heartthrob for like a hot min.
For a hot minute. And was always like the bad boy heartthrob. And then Riverdale
brought back all the heartthrobs. They hired all the same millennial clickbaits. And then I think now
Greg Berlanti was like, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, very smart. They got Molly Ringwald. They got what's her face's husband.
And they got what's her name? Lee the Rip. One woman. Yeah. They got
Gina, you know, Gershon. Yeah, Gina and Gershon. But that means like a new generation knows about Skeet. Think he's hot.
In this particular context. Okay. So he's 50. This woman is 25. And I was like, why do I know this name? And why do I know this face? Lindsay's like, she looks like everybody. And I was like, that's
really
true.
She really does. She looks like
everybody.
She's beautiful, but she looks like everybody.
She looks like everybody. Turns out her most high-profile recent relationship that I'm almost certain we talked about on the podcast early on is she was one of the many, many sort of like interchangeable women that Scott Disick dated after Courtney and pre-Sophia Richie.
She has
when he dated
like,
all those women who looked alike.
She has like a Margot Robbie adjacent look in that Margot That's Robbie could is. Wear makeup and look like her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Sometimes there's a Hailey Baldwin. Yeah. Like depending on how she wears her hair or does her contouring, like she could be Hailey Baldwin, Lucy Hale, Margot Robbie,
God, you're so
Lana
right.
Del Rey, like anyone. Sophia Richie, to bring up another Scott Disick ex.
She's 25, but she looks like she could be 21 or 55. Like, it doesn't, there is like, it's amazing. You know what I mean? Like, she's a true.
Technology, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I gotta go. I went to her Instagram because I was like, okay, why? Okay, I want to look at this. Her Instagram grid is very model grid, mostly professional photos, just like kind of uninteresting. But I looked at her stories and she was like,
oh my God, her stories.
So many stories.
Oh my God, the Morse code is like --.
Right. So I lucked out because I happened to look at the Instagram before everything got deleted and she was having like a pool day with Skeet Ulrich. On Saturday, Skeet Ulrich and some other woman who they're quarantining with, there was at least one other person in this quarantine house who looked just like her because sometimes they'd be in the same photo and I was like, I don't know which one is which. And it's all photos of them in the pool playing beer pong and making out and underwater. And he's like kissing her ear, kissing her neck, kissing her face. And they're all over each other. It's like unquestionable. Every comment is like, hey, hottie, at Skeet Ulrich. My ride or die, at Skeet Ulrich. Yes, date right. night, at Skeet Ulrich.
Right.
Then there's a photo from Scream of Skeet Ulrich licking the corn syrup blood whenever
classic,
she's like, I'm the killer.
The classic, where his eyes are squinting, his hair is all floppy.
Corn syrup. Same stuff they use for pig's blood in Carrie.
Yeah,
and
a
then
classic.
She put a flame gif underneath it. Then they did a date night, so they dressed up, and he put on a vest.
There is nothing weirder to me than somebody who, like, how old was she when Scream came out? I mean, let's just—he was 25.
Lindsay, it's not, I mean, she was either just born. She was probably just born. 1996, she had just been born.
1996, but like, so if he's 50 and it was 1996, how old was Skeet Ulrich?
25-ish.
So 25-ish. What's so funny is that she's the age 24? That she is the age that he is in the photo that she's sharing where she's like, my hot husband. which is so funny to me because it's like, again, age disparity is like its own issue. But like the idea that she's like lusting over the guy that would be her age if she was alive at the time to date him mm-hmm. when they were the same age is so funny to me.
But it's also
cannot get enough.
It's also revealing in that she is like, ooh, sexy, or just like, ooh, sexy. But it's like, it's you're showing your cards, like you're attracted to this version of him. Like that's the thing that you are drawn to because you think he's hunky and scream.
I mean,
and
he's like, still pretty hunky.
He's hunky.
Yeah.
It's just he looks like a different person though.
To
so
me,
it's
very
it's weird.
Braggy. Like it's like yeah. this iconic Look. Figure, meaning the one that you actually do remember from Scream, not the one now, mm-hmm. is going to be my husband. Yeah.
So I look at this funny. Woman. This woman has been busy in the past like 4 years of being in the public eye. And it's just very, very funny to
so
me.
So you recognize her name from the Daily Mail. Like that's how you
I recognize her
name
from the Daily Mail, but specifically because of the Scott Disick thing.
Right.
And then I clicked the thing and the Daily Mail is obsessed with her. And so is the Telegraph in Australia because she's just like a hot young model who dates a lot of people. And when you date a lot of people, that just means you get a lot of different kinds of headlines. Like keeping up with someone, the idea that you have to keep up with her and like all of the changes that she's going through is like appealing to a tabloid, I assume. Because it's a new person.
She clearly loves to talk about her relationships too. Yeah, so she just gives them a lot of information. Immediately what I thought was like, oh, right. The downside to being an older man dating a younger woman is social media. Because while mm-hmm. you are like older and wiser and maybe you're like, maybe don't put everything that we do on the internet. She has no concept of like that lesson, whether it be mm-hmm. because she's young or just because she like wants to get in the Daily Mail. It's just so funny to me that like these guys are probably like, oh, my God, like I look crazy in your, you know what I mean? But she can't stop. It's compulsive.
When she falls hard. And I don't even know that this is just like she very clearly has the personality type where she's like when she falls in love with someone, she's like, oh my fucking God, I've never been in love in my life. Like this is the best. I've never felt this good. This guy is perfect. Because every time she falls in love with someone, she puts it all over her Instagram stories. That's how new she is. She's been doing this long enough where like pretty much all of these people have an Instagram story trail. So like Instagram stories aren't even that old.
So she dated this guy, Stephen Kelly, who was a model. He looks like he's her age, like he's younger.
When they were 20, and they were up and coming models, and he was just a hot model. And
2015,
then suddenly,
which was 2015, only like 5 years ago.
I know. Up and coming model. She's still in Australia, and she's like trying to make it happen. She's dating this hunky model who is still modeling, but he's also married with a baby at this point. So like time has passed, even though it's been 5 years. Then she starts dating this guy who is clearly rich. He's an entrepreneur. He founded pedestrian.tv.
Which is like where a lot of shady videos come from, if mm-hmm. I remember all correctly. Yeah.
And his name was Oscar Martin. And they dated. And he was kind of like a normie, but like cute, rich guy. And apparently, there aren't like humongous details about this as it happened, but after it happened, there's plenty of details because he went viral separate from her. So he was just a rich guy who proposed to her with like a really expensive Cartier engagement ring. She said no at some point. He's very vague about when she said no, like if she said yes, then took it back, or if she said no immediately. But he put the ring on Facebook to sell it. And then that went viral.
Oh my God.
And like put like a like sort of like a winkies like, anyone want to buy this ring? Never worn.
Oh my God.
I obviously don't need any more LOL, you know. Then it didn't sell on Facebook. Then he put it on some other site, like an auction site, and he sold it there. Then she started dating another businessman named Niccolo Nose, who was, quote, a Miami-based businessman.
Well, when you start getting vague about, like, how the people do the business or what the business is, that's when things start getting really rich. Like, that's when really you're dealing with rich people. Yeah.
So this guy,
Niccolo Nose,
had the best name I've ever heard in my life. Niccolo Nose. I tried to find more information about him. Nothing. Also, I think it's just a really hard name to Google.
Wait, so, every photo is just of him and her. Like, Niccolo Nose is her. Only...
That's it. He only exists.
Right.
It's the photos are only of him and her, and then the reveal that he dumped her because he posted a photo on his Instagram making out with some other woman who looks just like her but isn't. That's how he announced that they were split. Then she dated Scott Disick, like, same year. That lasted sort of a while because there were people were really into the two of them together. Then she dumped him for this billionaire that she met at the Cannes Film Festival.
That is, she's a legend for that.
Legend. His name is David Mimran.
She stumped Scott Disick for David Mimran, a billionaire she meets.
Who was 22 years older than she was. And so people were like, what? Now you're dating an older man? And then she has to go on this thing about, like, I love older men. Here's why. On her Instagram. This gets a lot of coverage because it's like, Megan, what was her name? I already forgot her name.
Megan Martin Hamron or something.
Megan Blake Irwin reveals why she loves dating older men, blah, blah, in her Instagram stories. Yeah, she's Australian.
Is she related to Bendy?
No, she's not. As far as I can tell, she's not. Her mom was vague, like, was once a model, and her sister is in fashion, but, like, they're both just sort of, like, vaguely, they didn't seem, like, super rich, but just, like, an upper middle class Australian family is how it seemed to me. David Mimran, I'm like, who is this guy, this billionaire that she dated? And then there's like a brief moment where there's so many photos of the two of them together. He looks like Steve Carell. If you want to picture this guy, picture Steve Carell. It's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, sure. Knock off.
He is nepotism. He's just a billionaire heir because his grandfather is responsible. He has a sugar empire.
No.
He's from sugar money. And where did this white family get their sugar? West Africa.
Oh, that's so the it's worst
like,
billionaire.
So it's like, it's just like this. I don't, and again, I tried to find out the whole story, but it was like they have this, they basically just developed a lot of land in Senegal and made a lot of money exporting sugar. And I was like, look, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty here, but this sounds very bleak.
Nitty-gritty of the this sugar.
This does not sound like this is a good family. It. Like, I'm not into this right
no,
now.
No, it's not. But she is not with him anymore.
She's not with him anymore.
She downgraded to Skeet Ulrich.
To go from a billionaire to Skeet Ulrich and, like, they're engaged now, but she's been engaged in the past, so who knows if this will take. Like, there is a precedent of her being engaged to people
God,
and not taking.
With her.
So I'm just like, I love going from Scott Disick to a billionaire to Skeet Ulrich. Like, that's such a weird trajectory, and for Skeet Ulrich to be the one of those three that ends with the wedding ring is just like, okay.
Maybe she was like, okay, I want to date a rich person. I want to date rich guys. So she went for really, really rich. And then she went for too rich. And she was like, okay, you know what? I got to do a downgrade.
This
like,
guy's too rich.
I can find
also, his family
like,
history seems dark. Yeah.
Right. Like, I can find somebody who's hot and rich and older, but hot at least. And, like, not this rich. This is too rich. So I think she's, like, finding her middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
She's just finding her middle ground is what I'm saying.
Okay.
God, her Instagram is dull. Do we know anything about her other than her dating history? No, not really.
And it's wild because the only thing
I would love to know something
like,
about her.
There are a few like X things you need to know about her, and it's always like she's been interested in modeling such an early age. She's her number one dream is to be a Victoria's Secret angel.
Like her
and it's like,
her
that's
personality
it.
Is model.
Her personality is model. That's it.
My name is Megan Irwin. I'm from Adelaide, South Australia. I'm 21. I'm a Cancerian. I love the food in Sydney. I'm a vegetarian, so mostly just vegetables. My survival tip for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week would be to drink a lot of water. I think ever since I was younger though, my mum was a model, so it's kind of just always been in my family and it's always had a big part of my life. I wasn't really discovered in modeling as such, I kind of just fell into it.
Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking. And it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I use Pretty Litter. And nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight. It's low dust. And 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm going to have people over and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color, could be this, check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour's over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So next up, we have a story about Richard Madden, who I think is arguably a them, but sort of hooey because he looks like a lot of people. Richard Madden is easy to get confused with like other Game of Thrones
people. As Game of Thrones fades into the distance, I'm like looking at it and I'm like, who, what, where? I mean, you know what I mean? You have like... Even Maisie Williams, I feel like. It's like, what's she up to? You know, she did some
things
after. Even
Maisie Williams.
Well, she was such a big star on that show, is what I'm saying.
I think the only real Whos who were previous unknowns and became thems, I think the only Whos who were previous unknowns who actually became thems are Emilia Clarke and Sophie Turner. And
what's his face? The guy, curly hair. Not Richard Madden.
John
the other
Snow,
one.
The other yeah, one. The other John one. The other Snow. One. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's his
oh
name?
My God. Clearly he's not Kit, of them. Kit Harington.
Hey, those three I would call what a thems. Name. The older people like the Lena Headey's and your what have you, they're all just character actors. It's fine. But I think
well, it's
just
right. It's like these burgeoning British stars, but sometimes they don't quite cross over after they're taken out of that first iconic role is the worry.
I'm going to call Richard Madden a who. Richard Madden is a who. Everyone's like, the bodyguard, so sexy. It's like, no one cares about the bodyguard.
Well,
no.
I mean, some people don't care about the bodyguard.
Yeah, no, we already forgot about bodyguard.
Okay.
Freud is now living in Emilia Clarke's... I was seeing mixed reports. This is what confused me. He's renting it. He is paying... So this is...
He's renting
noticed
it.
That
he's paying actually her £20,000 a month. Can you imagine paying £20,000 a month for a rental?
Well, I can't really imagine understanding what a pound is. So,
oh, wow.
First of all...
Okay, great.
$20,000...
Oh, you want to know how much that is in dollars?
Pounds
so you can really relate to
USD.
It? So you really can see if you could afford
can
it?
Can I imagine paying $24,000 and $34,370.10? For an apartment? No, I can't.
Freud Gutierrez is a great name also. Freud
Gutierrez is great. Freud, because Freud is so close to a more common name, Troy, that it keeps your guard up. You know, like when you're typing it, iMessage is like, absolutely not. Like you type in Troy and iMessage is like, no. It's Troy, not Freud.
Also just like a very name where I don't really know anything about Freud Gutierrez, but it's definitely a name where it's like you come to Hollywood and they're like, oh, your name's Troy? That sounds boring. Troys are a dime a dozen. We'll call you Froy. You know, like very old, very old school, but like it's, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's how it happened, but Froy.
I don't believe that's how it happened, but he is best known for being on Teen Wolf, but he was also on
he was in
One Day at a Time for a Hot Minute. And
Bella and the Bulldogs.
Bella and the Bulldogs, which I never watched, but that's what it was a Nickelodeon show. He's a child actor. He's 22.
He's a child actor.
And he just turned 22. He is the age where you go to his Instagram.
Oh, his real name is Froilan.
Froilan. Oh, that actually sounds like more of a name than Froy.
His name is Froilan. That kind of sounds like Froilan. Froilan Maria to me.
Froilan, yeah.
Maybe it's also because maybe it's a Spanish name because his last name is Gutierrez. Let's see. Anyways, I'm looking.
It's a Spanish name. It says the origin is Spain. Okay.
Froy.
Me?
9 months before April 27th, 1998.
Oh, God. Next question.
The present.
It's a gift.
Say you're so beautiful in Spanish.
Eres tan hermosa.
Drive.
Amazing Ryan Gosling. Wow.
La La Land.
Also amazing Ryan Gosling. Wow.
Best Shakespeare play.
Oh, that's a good one. Merchant of Venice.
Cállate, bendejo.
Donald Trump. You guys really went through all my tweets.
Your favorite Pokemon?
Reuniclus, fifth generation, Unova.
So, according to names.org.
Well, like all the other famous Froilans are like a Costa Rican soccer player, a Mexican painter. Yeah, okay.
I love that. I love that name. I hope Rooney and Joaquin name their baby Froilan. Froilan Mara Froilan Phoenix. Maria. Okay, so Froy.
Yeah.
Is young. He just turned 22. And the reason I bring this up is because his Instagram, he's like the age where like you suddenly look different. Because his Instagram made me really uncomfortable because like it doesn't take many scrolls for it to be like, oh, this is a child.
You can scroll not very far down and he's a kid. Yeah, you're right. He's a child star.
It's like an interesting and alarming transition to scroll through Froy's Instagram page. It's weird. Anyway, but sure. He is currently like, oh, I'm a hunk, and like here's all my shirtless photos, and like here's me modeling for whatever. The way people found out about this is the funny thing about it. Okay, Richard Madden has been BFFs with a lot of, you know, younger famous men in Hollywood lately. That's sort of besides the point. This is funny detective work. There are photos of Froy in a house, and he's like self-isolating, once again staying home, and people put the pieces together and they realized that it was Amelia Clark's house, because Amelia Clark put her house on Architectural Digest fairly recently past few years. And yeah. So it started with like arrows being like, this is Amelia Clark's kitchen, this is Amelia Clark's patio, this is Amelia Clark's awning. And then they realized, who else is staying in Amelia Clark's house? Richard Madden. And now they understand that they are. Yes. And so all these photos of Richard Madden picking up food in LA and bringing it home, it's a lot of food. And people are like, oh, he's bringing home double the food because he has a roommate. And everyone who's writing about it is writing about it in this funny way, because there is an interpretation of this that is a little accusatory, which is that these two are dating and no one wants to cross that line.
No.
So everyone is calling them pals. And it's so funny. Pals. Richard Madden isolating with Teen Wolf actor pal Froy Gutierrez and Amelia Clark's 20,000 pound a month home in LA. And then you have this, like, this is how you write things whenever you don't want to say what you want to say. His Game of Thrones co-star, who played Mother of Dragons Daenerys Targaryen alongside Richard at Robb Stark, charges a whopping 20,000 pound rent per month for her pad. The bodyguard actor has also moved his pal Froy Gutierrez, 22, into the property to keep him company. Richard, 33, was first photographed hanging out with the Teen Wolf actor, who hails from Texas and has a fledgling music career, in February.
Uh-oh.
He had previously lived with 13 Reasons Why actor Brandon Flynn until a fallout last year. You know, you live with your friend until you have a fallout. Just
yeah,
like he's
well what yeah. else are you spell yeah you live with your friend and then you have a fallout. What's the I don't really understand what the problem is here.
I get that it's like, this is how much Amelia Clark charges in rent, but do we actually think, because it says some of the stories like he's paying 20,000 pounds and some are just like, this is what the property costs. Do you think he's writing his friend Amelia Clark a 20,000 pound check every month, or do you think she's letting him stay there for free?
I hope so. You think they're just like, saying just, that's what it would cost if it was on
that's
the
what
market,
it would cost.
But he's not paying her? I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Because it's unclear. Some say one thing, some say the other thing. And it's like, I haven't seen a check. Like, Amelia Clark hasn't stepped in and said, yes, he's paying me. Maybe he's paying utilities.
I love that this is what you're utilities. I love that this is what you're stuck on, is like whether they're paying for the house. Meanwhile, look what I found. Do a clicky on that little thing.
Okay, this is Froy Gutierrez singing.
Rose, but I guess that we just had a good life. It was all a wreck, but I think about it all the time.
Awesome!
If I go back to that moment in time, should've seen the flash right before we both went crash. Cruising at night, I'm the deer in your headlights. Girl, you hit me with the side swipe, side swipe. You only like me when it's midnight, midnight. I try to kick it in the daylight, daylight. But then you hit me with the side swipe, side swipe. Girl, you
hit me. I'm just saying, I found his music career is I got it. I found it. I got it.
So people are clearly obsessed with the fact that Froy Gutierrez is living in Emilia Clarke's old house with Richard Madden, and they're eating like butcher's daughter pizzas together every day. And oh no, they didn't. Commenters are like, we have to dig into this. And some commenters found out that Froy has a close friend who allegedly blocked Froy after Froy's birthday and stopped following Richard Madden on Instagram. So like, I don't want to go into the implications of all of this, but it's drama.
What?
Froy moving in with Richard Madden is some drama.
I mean, Froy is being in the Teen Wolf universe, which, by the way, he wasn't like a main player on Teen Wolf. He literally was like on the last season. Yeah, he was like in just enough to be on the show. But once you're in that world, it's like...
That was a thirsty show. That was a show for people who love attention.
I mean,
and show
Colton Haynes.
For people who love taking off their shirts. Yes. My favorite comment on this one that they didn't think is from Normal Cat, which is just, I can't tell any of these people apart, which is fair.
And we're live. Hello, everybody. Froy Gutierrez here. And I'm over here on this boat in Amsterdam getting ready for WolfCon, and it's amazing.
You know, obviously there'd be the
I can't wait to
like
hang out with you guys and see you guys this weekend.
Okay, we're going to play in lieu of tabloid talk. I did a little, like last weekly, the game, but with all the tabloids, so I'm just going to go through all of them.
Whoa.
And then ask you some questions. Let's start with OK. Who was on the cover of OK? Shiloh Jolie Pitt. Further proof that the tabloids are losing it. A gigantic photo of Shiloh Jolie Pitt's face that says, Brad and Angie's girl turns 14 inside Shiloh's mysterious world.
Don't you, though, when you see a picture of Shiloh Jolie Pitt, you kind of get lost in that face because it's so... It looks like
both of them.
It looks like both of them in such specific ways that it almost is like mind-boggling how...
It looks like a baby generator. It looks like a baby generator website.
We've said this. It looks like a baby... It's almost like... It's like, whoa, science. Like, you're just looking at it and you're like, whoa, genes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, genes, crazy. Also on this cover, 14 Years of Love, Keith and Nicole, How We Beat the Odds. Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling, Wedding and a Baby. Ava is everywhere.
Yeah,
she's actually doing well in quarantine. She's doing that makeup stuff, like with her kids.
Well, she decided to like relaunch herself, and she's doing a good job of like getting everywhere. It's working. But meanwhile, not a lot of Ryan Gosling, which is kind of her thing. It's like she's trying to keep him out and put her back in. She's doing a good job.
So the bullets underneath inside Shiloh's mysterious world. Whose side did she pick, mom or dad's?
Oh, God.
Obsessed with rock music and magic. Truth about her surgery. I just love that it's like a child. Rock
right.
music
she
and
had
magic.
Like she didn't she like break her arm or leg or something?
Something.
Okay.
So let's just start for the inside. This is the Who Wore It Better section. Who wore it better? Naomi Watts or Paloma Faith?
Paloma Faith?
Paloma Faith?
Yes, let's remember Paloma Faith wore it better.
No, Naomi Watts wore it better, which surprised me. Good for Naomi Watts.
Oh, my
Who wore
God.
It better, Zoe Deutsch or Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman?
No, Zoe Deutsch wore it better.
What?
Fill in the blank on this photo caption, on these three photo captions. Okay. Blue jean baby, keeping it cute and casual, extra co-host blank. Rocked a sweater from Jesse James Decker's clothing line, blank. Are the blanks Renee Barg and Kissy Face? Jennifer Lamers and Kittenish? Chesley Christ and Cutie Pies with a Z? Or Billy Bush and Thigh Highs with a Z?
Ew. I want to say
who was the extra host?
Chesley, because that's funny.
All of those people are actual extra co-hosts currently.
Chesley?
But the winner, Chesley Christ, K-R-Y-S-T. I was like, excuse me? Okay, no, the name is Jennifer Lamers and Jesse James Decker's clothing line, Kittenish.
Ugh, Kittenish?
Okay. Kittenish is Jesse Kittenish. James Decker's clothing line. Who, quote, posted a selfie with some beautiful birds to encourage fans to tune into an Instagram live chat with her and her makeup artist? Who posed with the birds? Isla Fisher, Cameron Diaz, Bella Hadid, or Kristen... It was Cameron Diaz. Every photo, every tabloid had the photo of Cameron Diaz covered in birds.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Every Cameron... It's funny how you see the same photos in every tabloid, and that was the one in every tabloid. The other one that was in every tabloid this week, which really killed me that I put on this thing, was a photo of Gilles Marini? Who's Gilles Marini holding a blow up unicorn?
Yeah. Unicorn. I saw that too. I was like, why is this in everything?
Who's Gilles Marini? Am I missing something?
I don't know. He looks like a Maxim. He looks like one of those Dancing with the Stars dudes.
Oh, he's a French-American actor known for his roles on Brothers and Sisters, Switched at Birth, Devious Maids. He was also the runner-up on season 8 of Dancing with the Stars. Oh my God, he's just a random 45-year-old French actor. Sorry. It's just so funny. That photo was in every single
one. It wasn't every single one.
Tablet.
It wasn't every single one.
Who the fuck is Gilles Marini? Okay, sorry. He was also on Sex and the City, but I don't want to even get into what he was because I don't remember. So, but he's hot.
Hey guys, this is Future Lindsay editing the podcast. I'm on my AirPods. That's why it sounds worse. But I had to pause the podcast and say that I looked up who Gilles Marini was in Sex and the City, and it's like more iconic than I could have ever remembered. He is the neighbor of Samantha's who shows his tush. He's in the shower. And as Bobby remembered accurately, he shows the D. So I couldn't let that not be in this podcast. He shows the D.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm your next door neighbor and my dog ran up on your dick.
Suddenly, it wasn't so secret what she was missing.
Want to join me?
Star. The cover is Kate and William looking their L.L. Bean best. Kate and William on lockdown, laughter, tears, and giving back. Quote, the children are out of control. I just love the break there. Laughter, tears, and giving back. The children are out of control. 2 a.m. bedtimes and constant bickering. Kate, colon, wine every day helps.
Okay, okay. Is this a question or are you just sharing?
I also love the, also on the cover is Winona Ryder with her like most iconic eyes. And it says, Winona tells all. I made a lot of bad choices. Okay. Only three questions from I'm sorry, from Star. This was also in, I think, 3 of the 4. You probably saw it. According to multiple tabloids, Margot Robbie and Scarlett Johansson are in a death match over the same role. What is it? Tinkerbell in the live-action Peter Pan.
I know the answer to that.
The Wicked Stepmother in the live-action Snow White. Maid Marian in the live-action Robin Hood. Or Bambi's Mother in the live-action Bambi.
Okay, first of all, that last one is so funny, but I know that it's fucking Tinkerbell.
It's apparently like they want to.
Who the fuck cares?
They want to rip each other's heads off.
For the role of Tinkerbell? God, haven't you seen Hook?
Julie Roberts already did it, okay? Shut up. How did Lea Michele caption a photo of her looking tenderly at her baby bump? Was the caption, can't wait until we meet, pregnancy is magic, so grateful, or, trick question, there was no caption because she can't read or write.
So grateful? Is that was that
so one? So grateful, that's what it was. So grateful. Okay. Multiple tabloids said Anna Kendrick and her boyfriend's relationship is about to break. Can you name him? Ben Richardson, Scott Mendelson, Dan Gregson, or Max Quibi?
Quibi is Mendelson.
Because she's on HBO Max and Quibi. Sorry.
Okay,
that's the
got
joke.
It. The first one?
Yeah, Ben Richardson. You got one right. And no, that's 2 in a row you got right. No, 3 in a row you got right. Okay.
Well, let's what's move funny on to is I've also, style. you're doing a quiz, but now I read the tabloids too. So technically I've kind of read a lot of this, but I still don't.
You got everything in okay wrong, so don't get too proud.
Just saying.
Life and style. On the cover, we got Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, and Reba McEntire. It says three country stars tell all. First of all, they told nothing. Let's ask some questions. Fill in the blank. There's only two of them. Dreams do come true. Vanessa Lissay shed of spooning with blank as her hubby Nick lay beside them in bed. Who was Vanessa Lachey spooning with?
I know the answer to this too because it's a fucking. This photo was in every tabloid. It's Lance Bass.
Chris Patrick, Lance Bass. There you go.
But also,
you won't
you,
know this. I guarantee
like,
you won't know
you
this.
If you named all of those, it's like, of course it's Lance Bass. That guy is everywhere.
Of course he's spooning Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah, like duh.
This next one actually fucked me up, and I hope you didn't notice it because it, like, I actually got the record scratch noise when I looked at this photo.
Okay.
Piece by piece, Tori Spelling helped her daughter Hattie and son Beau finish a blank puzzle. Bob the Builder, Paw Patrol, Frozen 2, or Farrah Fawcett?
What?
What puzzle did Tori Spelling help her daughter make?
A children's thing? Frozen 2?
No, it was a puzzle of Farrah Fawcett.
Why?
It was a puzzle, and it's her and her kids completing a Farrah Fawcett puzzle, Lindsay.
You know, I was what? Every kid's favorite star, Farrah Fawcett. I cannot think of a less kid-friendly star than Farrah Fawcett. Sorry.
And it's that like iconic photo of Farrah Fawcett, like
there's only
like,
one
in the red and being like, you know, and she's like, meh.
Yeah.
Wait, look, I'm sending this to you because like I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Oh, there's Gilles Marini.
I'm telling you, Gilles Marini is every phone.
Look at this.
Wait, as long as I mean
there. And the kids are there, and it's also like professionally photographed. Like they sold these photos.
Yeah, no, they sold these photos.
These are not Instagram.
She's been in tabloids every single week with photos that literally are. She. Oh my God! Wait. I'm sorry.
That's the weirdest thing
I've
ever seen.
Describe this photo. So it's like three. It's Tori and two children. One is a toddler, and one is like maybe a 10-year-old. And the 10-year-old and Tori both have their hands up in like a very fake, like, we did it. They're looking at a finished puzzle.
A Farrah Fawcett.
Like, and not just like like the sexy photo that like the joke was that boys would have on their walls to like jerk off to. That's the puzzle that these three did. You're right. This is so weird. It wouldn't be Tori Spelling unless like something was off. Like this is a very like spot the difference. But then the difference is just the puzzle. Somebody photoshopped in Farrah Fawcett to be the puzzle. It doesn't look like that should be what the puzzle is.
No, it's so weird. So weird. Okay.
Look at the three-year-old. Like what?
The three-year-old is like,
what is this? Who is this?
Okay. In touch. The cover is stars in debt and out of work, and they're focusing on three stars. Who's on the cover of In Touch with the caption, takes humiliating jobs? Eddie Murphy, Natalie Portman, Katie Holmes, or Eva Longoria? Because you have Bradley, massive bills, zero income, Julia, selling her home, and then this person takes humiliating jobs.
Who is it? Wait, here are my options.
It's Katie Holmes.
Well, we did talk about her taking humiliating jobs.
Yeah.
That movie, The Secret.
Yeah, the secret movie. The one where Josh Lucas is like, I'll fix your roof, I'll fix your car, I'll fix your sink, I'll fix your everything. I'll bring and then he's like, Jesus. Okay. Finally, Us Weekly. Ellen on the cover. The headline is Ellen a monster? Which of these is not a bullet point next to Ellen's head? There are three bullet points next to her head. Cruel, greedy, control freak. Hates Joanne.
Well, hates Joanne is actually Joanne. A crime. That's not on there, is it?
No, but it does say cruel, greedy, control freak.
In Us Weekly, the sidebar, which was five things we didn't know about Ellen, and each thing was like a nasty thing.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Oh yeah. My God.
It was a little call out on one of like the in the spread. Also, there was one, they like suggest that she has a gambling addiction in that story too, which I was like, oh my God. Like, that story did not hold anything back. Okay, let's do that caption thing where you have to guess, like, they blank. Okay. How did that at the Stars Are Just Like Us caption a photo of Reese Witherspoon doing watercolors, which was in every issue of
the tablet?
They paint. No.
They do crafts.
Close.
They do arts and crafts. They do hobbies.
No, they have hobbies. They have hobbies. That's what it was. You got it. You basically got it.
I would have gotten it.
How did the caption a photo of Casey Affleck pulling down his mask to pour Topo Chico down his mouth without
touching
his lips?
Okay, I got this one. They hydrate.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. That's it. How did they caption the photo of Brie Larson honestly looking really happy, smiling at that guy she's dating, Elijah Allen Blitz? And they're leaving like a Ralph's, Farmer's Market. She's holding flowers and he's holding like a bag of groceries.
They stock up. They go shopping. They get groceries.
They go shopping. You got it. They go shopping. A really good new thing. Oh my God. A really good new thing that I've just realized is happening.
Yeah.
In the photos of celebrities with masks, they have to put the call-out photo of the real celebrity face. Both Casey Affleck in half a mask and Brie Larson have their real faces in call-outs next to them. That's really funny that they have to start doing this.
In case you forget like what
they
look
like. In case you forget what they look like. Oh, that's funny.
Okay. God.
Martha Stewart on a gigantic riding lawnmower.
They do chores.
it's way more direct than that.
They mow the lawn.
They mow the lawn. Yes. Similarly direct, Lucy Hale walking her dog.
They walk the dog?
Yes. Okay, the last question of this game, and then we can do Rita. Who does an insider claim will replace Ellen on her show? This is insane,
oh,
but
oh,
still.
I know.
Is it Anna Kendrick,
no,
Kristen
I know.
Bell,
Kristen
Kiki
Bell.
Palmer,
it's
or JoJo Siwa?
It's Kristen Bell. Which is funny because she got her, like, not big break, but, like, she had a big breakthrough on Ellen's show with the sloth shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita's getting nostalgic, first of all. She's been posting a lot of, like, just throwback performances because, like, old concert footage. Not concert, but, like, festival footage of her singing. And she's like, she was singing Anywhere Away With You. Thanks for having me be a part of Best of Capital Official. I can't wait to do this again. And it's, like, it's an old
She's doing
photo.
Every single performance that she's asked to do in quarantine. Like, she also is, like, saying yes to everything.
She's singing with Liam.
She's also, like, hanging out with lots of cute animals.
She's hanging with a lot of cute animals because, again, they're in the country in the UK with her friends in that Airbnb or whatever, and they're kind of riling up the locals. Never forget, we talked about how the locals are getting mad at her, so she's toning it down, but they're doing, like, they're finding activities, and a few days ago, they hung out with some pigs at a farm, and now they're hanging out with puppies at some, I don't know, puppy giveaway, kennel, I don't know. Best Sunday ever.
Puppy it's giveaway.
It's the cutest puppies, and she's cuddling with them. It says Puppy Sunday. She also befriended alpacas in a tribal print poncho, leggings, and her favorite Adidas, mm-hmm. which was not on her Instagram. It was one of the people she's quarantined with, I think. It's a designer named Jana Sasha. I went on her Instagram. She doesn't have many followers. She seems very fun, but that's where the photo of Rita
she's
in a poncho.
She's a fun, cool she's designer fun with coral hair.
Yeah, she's fun. She seems very fun. Yeah. And she hung out with alpacas. It's like, what else is there to do in the country?
Uh-huh. She's bored, you can tell. She's so over it.
She hates it. Like, no one is less equipped for self-isolation than Rita Ora, I think.
She needs the crowds. She needs the feedback.
Like, alpacas will not do. Alpacas just do not substitute
puppies,
for, you know,
they will not
Charlie do. And Halsey and Cara Delevingne. Like, she's probably naming everyone, like, Cara, Charlie, all of her friends, Poppy.
I mean, who, you know, no one missed the Met Ball more than Rita Ora. Like, oh my God, you know, like, no one felt only Anna Wintour felt sadder about the Met Ball being canceled than Rita Ora, you know, number two mm-hmm. is Rita Ora, close second.
But, oh my God, this yawn. Terrible.
I yawn. No, it's because I yawn. Sorry.
I caught a yawn. We're done. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. What a long recording we've done. I'm sure this is going to be cut down a lot. Thank you for listening. Call us at 619-WHO-THEM if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. Or if you have any context as to what were the things we asked for specifically. The Cuban community likes Ben Affleck or respects him or sees right through him. What were the other questions we had? If you know... if you know more about Megan Blake Irwin, please call it if you know more about Megan Blake Irwin. Thank you for listening. We will see you on Friday with another episode of Who's There. And also, you can support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bi-weekly bonus episodes and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for, like, good content, whatever. We'll see you later this week. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
You will drain it. Yeah. Yeah.
They want to know.
To be famous.
Sacapuntas.